Hello everyone, we are up to page 318, Simon, Tafresh Tzadi Gimel Seder Tfilas Purim. Okay, there's not so much action we had in Tfila, therefore it's not such a long Simon over here. Here we go, Tafresh Tzadi Gimel Sif Alf. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah. After we read the Kriyas HaMegillah V'Arvis Omer V'Ata Kadosh. We add in V'Ata Kadosh, like that part of, let's see, let's get the first sentence, we say V'Ata Kadosh. V'Imchal V'Motzei Shabbos, if Purim falls on V'Motzei Shabbos, Omer Vayinoam, Kodom V'Ata Kadosh, we say Vayinoam. It's not considered like a Chag, like the Shalosh Regalim, where we do not say Vayinoam, we do say Vayinoam, and you say it before V'Ata Kadosh. Okay, as in the Ramah, the Omrim Vayitin Lecha, those are the minute you say Vayitin Lecha the rest of the year, you say Vayitin Lecha on Motzei Shabbos Purim, V'Korein HaMegillah, V'Acher Kach Mavdilin. Then you read after doing all the tefillahs we end the next year of Motzei Shabbos, then you do Kriyas Megillah, and only after Kriyas Megillah, then you do Havdalah. Okay, we saw the same idea over here in Hilchos Chanukah, that at first Hilchos Neros Chanukah, the base Knesset, and only then we are going to say, do Havdalah. And the same reason is brought down over here in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Gimel. The kol mashiyish la acher ta avdolah biyatzias hayom acherin le. That much we could push off of Dullah to keep that spark of Shabbos still with us. We push off thing of Dullah, and therefore we first do Megillah and then do Avdolah. When you go back home, even if the B'nai Bayis have not heard Kriyas Megillah yet, generally we go home, the minute is you're going to say Avdolah first and then do Kriyas Megillah. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph has a shiloh over here. We have to feel over here. Ach Kriyas Megillah says Ari Zomer V'Ata Kadosh. Look inside. See, come now. I'm going to have Rishu Betzadi. The Achar Shmona Esrei Omer Kadosh Shalim Im Tiskama. After Shmona Esrei, you're going to say Kadosh Shalim with Tiskama, like we always do after Shmona Esrei. The Achar Amiras V'Ata Kadosh Shomrim Achar Kriyas Megillah Yomer Kadosh Kishalim below Tiskama. And after Ata Kadosh, and we say after Kriyas Megillah, you have Kriyas Megillah, then you have Takodosh. So Valet Zion, that's also a type of tefillah. That's like normally we wait to say Kadosh Tiskabel at Shachris only after Valet Zion. So to over here, maybe we should say another Kadosh Tiskabel after that, the Kriyas Megillah. And after this, says the Magen Avraham, no. You say Kadosh Shalim below Tiskabel. However, the Eli Rabba disagrees. This is a machlokes in the Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba. You say one Kadosh Tiskabel. Generally, we only have a Kadosh Tiskabel after a tefillah, after a Shmona Esrei, like we've learned many times before. Over here, though, Uvalet Zion is a shtickle tefillah, and therefore, maybe we're going to say a second Kadosh Tiskabel. Magen Avraham says no. Ve'eli Rabba, Katav Yuchol Gakin Lomer Tiskabel, he can even say Tiskabel. V'yachzor Tiskabel al tefillah de Beseder Kedusha, it's going to go back on the tefillah of the Uvalet Zion. So those are the two deyas brought down over here. L'maisa Morin of Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Tzaldim Masabol Tiskabel, and the Aruch HaShulchan say the minhag is like the Magen Avraham. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Rav Nevin Tzaldim Masabol below. V'chein Aminik Bilkei the Rabbah, we're going to say one Kadosh Tiskabel, and then after V'Ata Kadosh, after Kriyas Megillah, we're going to go ahead and say Kadosh without Tiskabel. Okay, fine. That's what we say over here, and that's what we do, Allah Alamais. Now, moving on to Sivet. Omer ala nisim balaylo ubayom. You say add in both Shmona Esrei and in benching. You say ala nisim balaylo ubayom. By the way, we are going to say ala nisim this year in Purim Mishulash. We're going to say ala nisim on Shabbos. We're going to say on Shabbos, even though you have Sudas Purim on Sunday, you do not say Al Nisim in Sudas Purim on Sunday because it's not Tezavav. Tezavav, you're only going to say Al Nisim on Shabbos, not on Sunday. Okay? We're going to say Al Nisim, but Lailu, but you'll be saying it at nighttime and daytime. Vimlo Amru in Machzirnoto. If you miss out Al Nisim, you do not Machzir the person in Al Nisim. Okay? In Machzirnoto. Okay? It's not considered like you do not. Now, Shmona Esrei is a good Shmona Esrei, just you forgot Al Nisim. Ve'ein omrim al nisim rak biyom yudalad. Okay, and you not say al nisim. The only time you're going to say al nisim is on the day of yudalad. Avalobetesvav. Obviously, he's talking about people in Chutz La'aretz, those outside Yerushalayim. People are in non-walled cities. They only say al nisim on yudalad and not tesvav. The opposite is going to be true for the mukafin choma. For us in Yerushalayim, you are going to only say al nisim on tesvav and not Yudalid, which once again, this is going to be the Shabbos this year during Purim Shulos. Ubelel Yudalid, Afal Pishalo Karo Megillah, Adain Omer Al Nisim Matilas Arvis. Even though you have not read the Megillah at Marib, you're going to die Marib before Kriyas Megillah, even though you have not heard Kriyas Megillah, you still say Al Nisim as that tall, you don't have to only, Kriyas Megillah does not create the holiday. It's one of the mitzvahs of the day of Purim. Nevertheless, so therefore, you are going to say Al Nisim in the tefillah, even though you have not read Kriyas Megillah yet. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, so you've caught involved. Okay, Avalov Tezvav came and changed Shaykh Zaloto Ayyom. It's Tezvav, it's not Shaykh Purim for Yimei Yudal. Avalei Shalom Eina Ma'ora V'Ali Hesek B'Tfila. And therefore, it'd be considered a Hesek B'Tfila if a Yudalnik says Al Nisim on Tezvav. Miyuim Amro Eimach Ziroto. Any of the days that someone is holding Purim, if you would say Al Nisim in it, you would not maxer. I mean, a Tezvavnik would say, let's say he says Al Nisim on Yudalit. Okay, here's over here. We're doing Kriyas Megillah that day, like this year on Purim Shulash. So we should say Al Nisim. No, the answer is no. We do not say Al Nisim. If you did say Al Nisim on Yudalit, you would not have to go back in your Shemoneh Esrei. It would not be because of Esrei Shemoneh Esrei, because it's somewhat shaykh to the day, even though you're not supposed to say it. The same thing, even on this year, if he does it on Sunday, he says Al Nisim on Sunday, even though it's not really Purim, we're just doing Sudas Purim, and Mishloach Manos on that day, you would also not have to go back in your Shemoneh Esrei or in the benching if you're not saying it. I did see that, I heard actually on the radio of Avram Yosef, one of the sons of Rav Avadia, says that it would be correct to say Al Nisim in the Harachamans. To say Al Nisim Rachman is in the Sudas Purim to mention the Tzitzikol, even though we do not say it in Nodelecha. Okay, fine. Now says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech, Krachim Musvegos, Imen Hukavos Choma. What about those places that are Suffolk? Suffolk Mukavos Choma or not? So therefore, they have to keep me Suffolk both Yudalid and Tezvav. So too, Omrim Al Nisim Mitfilo B'Shnei Yomim. They're going to say Al Nisim both on Yudalid and Tezvav. Since there's half their chayt to say it midal tzad sofek, it's not considered a hesek in their shmonesh. Shachris machnas shkiyun the base of medrash. Shachris was to get up early to go to the base mesh. And then adds in over here a machlo tzad tefillin afshi palu kvar ad acher kriyas megillah. Even if you already daven, generally you have megillah at the end of davening. Even though you've already davened your shmonesh, you're basically almost done with your shmonesh. Do not take off your tefillin before kriyas megillah. Why? Because we tarik dorish in the Megillah, okay? Like Yudim Ha'isahor v'simcha v'sasam v'ikar elu tefillin. That's referring to the tefillin, and therefore we dafka want to have our tefillin on during the Kriyas Megillah. Obviously, we're only talking about the Kriyas Megillah of the daytime, not of the nighttime. Okay, so that is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel. Ein karim bo halal v'ein noflin al pneim. We do not say halal, and we do not fall on our faces. We do not do nefilas apayim on Purim, which means the ma'isa. We do not say tachnun on Purim. In terms of halal, this comes from the Gemara Megillah. The Gemara Megillah tells us that we do not say halal, and it brings three reasons why. Okay, if you remember the event, Gemara Megillah says Yudalid gives three reasons why we do not say halal on Purim. The first reason brought down is she'ein omrim halal on neis b'chutzlaretz. First reason brought down is that we do not say halal on nisim that occurred in chutzlaretz. Beis, as opposed to Hanukkah, which happened in Eretz Yisrael. Megillah, the Nes of Purim happened, not in Eretz Yisrael. Beis. Megillah, he ha'al. The second one is, it says, Kriyaso, he hilulah. Okay, the Kriyas Megillah, that is our halal for Purim. Okay, and the third reason brought down is, that when we ended the story of Pesach, okay, when we leave Mitzrayim, we left the being a vadim of Paro, and we became a vadim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Masha ain't Cain and Purim. We didn't stop being vadim of Achashverosh, even after the Nes, a dying of vadim of Achashverosh. We're still the slaves of Achashverosh, and therefore there's not a complete simcha in order to go ahead and say kriyas, and say halal. Okay, so those are the three reasons. Either not Nes in Chutz Laretz, either Kriyaso Hi Lula, the Kriyas Megillah is the Al is in place of Halal, or number three is because we are still Tachas the Shlita of Achashverosh, and therefore it's not a complete happiness. Very interestingly, the Mishnah Berurah only brings down one reason. See, Kavdan Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bishlam be Yitzias Yitzrayim, Memri Halal of the Hashem, of the Paro, Abal Hacha, Kati, Avdi, Achav, Yisrael, Shanan. We are still the Avalim, Achav, Yisrael, only brings down the third reason that is brought down in the Gemara. Look, Maisa, that seems to weigh the way the Mishnah Berurah was passing, like this reason and another, because there are Nachkaminas in the reason. If you think about the second reason, it says that Kriyasu Hilula, or in the Rishonim they mention this. Let's say you don't have Kriyas Megillah, you don't have a Megillah to read from. So over there, Lechora, according to the second reason, you would still have to say Halal. You would have to say Halal because you don't have Kriyas Megillah. Only when you have Kriyas Megillah, then you would not say Halal. There are other Nafkaminas brought down. Also, obviously, the first reason brings us another important thing. If Nisim happened to the Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael, we would not say Halal. Okay, there are other Nafkaminas that are over here. The Mishnah Berurah brings out only the third answer over here, that we are still under the shlita of Achashverosh, and therefore we do not say Halal. The Archa Shulchan brings down both the second two reasons. Okay, it brings down Kriyasu Hilula and the reason brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Now, we see over here we do not fall on our faces. We do not do tachnun. We don't say when we take out the Sefer Torah. We do not do all those things because of the simcha of the day. Now, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, what about, so number one is we do not say tachnun, whether you're dalanik or tesvavnik, both you dal and tesvav, we do not say tachnun. So even though we don't say al nisim in those both those days, but since there is a shtickl, happiness to that day, we do not say tachnun, we do not say lanatzeach, both days of Purim. But what about Sunday? What about Sunday in Purim Meshulash? What happens over there? So for sure, Tesvavniks are going to be still doing Mekayim the mitzvahs of Purim, Mishloach Manos. So this Purim, we for sure do not say Tachlun on the day of that day of Tefillah. There's not going to be no Kriyas Megillah that day. There's going to be no Al Nisim, but we will not say Tachlun. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman that even Yudalniks, they also do not say Tachlun. Even though it's not Yudal, it's not Tesvav, it's Tetzayin Adar, they also will not say Tachlun since we are still celebrating Purim in parts of Klal Yisrael. They also do not go ahead and say Tachnun. That's what he passes in Zalach Lamaisa. Ad Kan for today.